Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, September 16th. Coming up, we're remembering former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar, who died Sunday at age 79, a lifelong Republican from Charleston who later disagreed with his party over Donald Trump. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Childhood games created connections at last week's Coffee Across Cultures Hour at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. IPM Student Newsroom's Adeline Moy has more.
The monthly event, hosted by International Student and Scholar Services, gave students a chance to connect over coffee, tea, and pastries, as well as this month's theme, Childhood Games. The event started with a presentation on global childhood games and followed with a game of Pass the Parcel, known in the U.S. as Hot Potato. The winner, Japanese exchange student Hana Kishimoto, says she has played the game in her home country.
In Japan, we use a ball, and we call a ball it bombs. Bakudan watashi.
She says the experience showed her how different cultures can still share common values, like fairness. I'm Adeline Moy, IPM News.
McLean County officials say they have swiftly and severely addressed a social media post from an employee approving of the killing of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. The McLean County Nursing Home Administrator isn't saying what disciplinary action, if any, was taken. The post said in part, quote, "I have no problem with him being dead," referring to Kirk, since he didn't have a problem with others dying by guns. McLean County Board Member Corey Byrne, who chairs the committee that oversees the county-run home, says he supports whatever action the nursing home may have taken against the employee.
These are difficult times, and emotions are hot, and, you know, people certainly feel very close to the individual that died, and his message resonated with a lot of folks. In these fraught times, we have to be very careful about our rhetoric.
Byrne says free speech rights come with consequences. Champaign-Urbana's Mexican community gathered downtown Sunday night to celebrate Mexican independence with musical performances, dancing, and food. IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Rink reports.
El Grito de Dolores, or the Cry of Dolores, was the call to arms marking the beginning of the Mexican War of Independence. Now, every year, Mexicans all over the world get together to commemorate their homeland's freedom from Spanish colonization.
It's more than celebratory. I would say it's a marker of identity.
Ricardo Diaz, who grew up traveling back and forth between El Paso, Texas and Juarez, Mexico, works with many immigrant resource groups in the area. He says this year's celebrations are tainted by the fear and loss being experienced in so many immigrant communities.
There's going to be joy and rejoicing, but we also have lots of mourning to do.
El Grito kicks off Hispanic Heritage Month, which continues through October 15th. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says he and his family feel safe in light of escalating political threats, and he credits the Illinois State Police, which provides him with around-the-clock security. But the governor says he has received a, quote, enormous increase in threats over the last few days.
I would like very much for people to just take a breath, take a step back, and recognize that there's political violence that occurs against people on both sides. Our country would be a lot better off if people would see that democracy is really the method by which we avoid political violence.
A day after Charlie Kirk was fatally shot, an alt-right influencer filmed himself outside of Pritzker's Chicago home. He called Pritzker a problem and told viewers to, quote, take action. Still to come, we're remembering former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 91 degrees and a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 58 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 60 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, sunny with a high of 92 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, an update on the federal immigration raids that have been sweeping across the Chicago suburbs. Plus, Illinois farmers might say it's been a decent year for corn, but a late-season fungal disease may affect crop yield. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar died on Sunday. He led the state for much of the 1990s. IPM's Brian Mackey takes a look back at Edgar's legacy.
Edgar spent 3 decades in state government as a legislative aide, state representative, and legislative director for Governor Jim Thompson. He then went on to be Secretary of State, and finally, in 1991, was elected governor.
The 21st century beckons. We owe it our best, and we will give it our best. Thank you very, very much.
Notably, Edgar was the last governor elected from outside the Chicago area. In January 1999, just a few days before he would leave office, Edgar joined the public radio program State Week in Review on our partner station, WUIS. Among the many things he talked about is the importance of remembering that as crucial as Chicagoland is to Illinois, this is a much bigger state.
We would have all the meetings with the 4 legislative leaders trying to resolve the budget and other legislative issues. I often had to remind them there was another part of Illinois called downstate.
Edgar was a moderate on social issues like abortion and immigration, and that approach was a template for Republicans seeking power in blue states. But times were tough for state government budgets in the 1990s, and Edgar's reputation for stinginess, or fiscal responsibility if you prefer, that reputation led some to call him Governor No. Nevertheless, Governor Edgar was relatively popular, and his reputation only improved with time, certainly by comparison with his successors, the next 2 of whom went to federal prison, and the 2 after that went to defeat in their re-election campaigns. Returning to that exit interview from State Week, Edgar reflected on his legacy.
10 seconds left. Do you have a sense of how you'd like to be remembered by historians?
Well, I think I'd like to be remembered as a good governor who was intellectually honest, they could trust. I think it's very important that people can trust their elected officials, and I would hope that people had trust in me, not always agreed with me, but felt that I was trying to do my best and did a good job.
True to his word when he announced his retirement, being governor was the last political job Edgar ever had. He went on to lecture at the University of Illinois through the Institute of Government and Public Affairs, and he reportedly turned down multiple requests from Republicans to run again for governor or U.S. Senate. But over time, the Republican Party began to drift. Edgar had been a loyal member of the GOP since the first grade when he ran a mock campaign for Eisenhower. But Donald Trump was a bridge too far. Edgar said he did not vote for Trump in 2016, and in subsequent presidential elections, he went even further, openly endorsing Joe Biden in 2020 and Kamala Harris in 2024. Last year, Edgar joined me on The 21st Show to reflect on what had become of his fellow Republicans.
If Trump's elected, then I think it's a long-term Trump party. I mean, the party is a Trump party. It's not the Republican Party that I was involved in 30 years ago. This is not the party of Reagan, Eisenhower. This is a whole different setup. I worry about nationally, particularly the future of the party, because I think it's important we have a strong two-party system. But I'm not optimistic on this.
That was IPM's Brian Mackey reporting on former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar. Earlier this year, Edgar announced he was getting treatment for pancreatic cancer. His family says he died of complications from that on Sunday morning in Springfield. He was 79. In a statement, Governor J.B. Pritzker said Edgar was a model public servant. And in a Facebook post, Republican Mike Bost of the 12th Congressional District said he will forever value Edgar's friendship and service to Illinois. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Sam Rink, Eric Stock, Adeline Moy, Mawa Iqbal, and Brian Mackey. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.